This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Michael Osterholm is moments away. It's our last day playing Keyword for Cash, your last chance for now to win $1,000. So let's give you another opportunity right now. All right, keyword for cash, $1,000. This hour's keyword for cash is cake, as in carrot cake. Text away, 72881. You could be randomly selected to get a phone call. And if you know the keyword, cake, and you've texted to 72881, you'll win $1,000. Mike, if you could have any cake on planet Earth and you're celebrating with your wife, your family, which cake are you having, Michael?
I would have a chocolate cake with the special chocolate frosting that my late mother used to make. Nobody could make it like her, and no one ever will again.
Okay, what made it so good?
I don't know if there was a special shake or two of love in it. I don't know, but it was moist. It was one of those ones that you just couldn't eat one piece. That was all.
Well, that's the thing about cake. Sometimes cakes are too dry. You got to find the proper mix of the frosting and some moisture, right? Or else it's
that's exactly
too
it.
Dark.
That was it.
Yeah. Are you a dessert person, or do you limit your desserts?
Well, I'm kind of one of those people that has believed my entire life that chocolate and peanut butter combined was a food group by themselves. And so if you wanted to be healthy, you just ate a lot of the food group. So I can eat dessert pretty much 24/7.
Well, you need to hear one last thing then, and we'll get to serious matters. Adam Carter, newsman extraordinaire, on this show. He's listening right now. So, Carter, if you want to chime in, you can. He believes, Mike, just wait for this, that Reese's peanut butter cups are disgusting. And
no.
I've called for removed from planet Earth for this.
Well, just an intervention. That yeah. We could work, start with that first.
Honestly, he may be beyond help, So I will send you plenty of Reese's peanut butter cups at some point. All right, on to the serious matters. So let's talk J&J. Where are we at right now? What is your concern level, and what should be our concern level?
Well, this is one of those complicated areas because it's all about nuancing, and people are going to say, what are you talking about? That sounds doublespeak. This vaccine is clearly associated with an increase in causing a blood clot in the brain that actually, if you know that this is what it is, you can actually treat it quite successfully. We know that the cases are occurring on average about 8 days after the vaccination. We know that they're primarily occurring all of them to date have occurred in women between the ages roughly of 28 and 48, somewhere in that area. And that if you look at the risk of getting this, it's about 0.4 cases per 100,000. So you get an idea, it's actually a very, very low rate, 0.4. If you actually look at having COVID itself, your rate is anywhere from 4 to at least 25 or 30 per 100,000 of having the same condition occur if you get COVID. So taking the vaccine, you actually reduce your risk of you developing this just because of the fact that it's such a high risk with COVID. The risk is even several hundred times higher for using oral contraceptives as a woman in getting this. Same kind of brain bleed. And yet we do that with some frequency, but surely making people aware of what the problem might be. So I think at this point, what we have to do is message to the public our transparency. Look at everybody. This was upfront. The data were there. People were notified immediately. But this vaccine can still do a tremendous amount of good. And that I still would recommend that people take it. I think you're going to see the advisory committee of the immunization practices. It's the CDC will ultimately make a recommendation that potentially women, this age group I just mentioned, do not take this vaccine for now. But I think on a whole, it's going to be a very important vaccine going forward as a single dose and a highly effective vaccine.
Do you think that may have been the better message instead of everybody pausing, but just to identify the particular group, females and the ages that you specified, as opposed to all of us potentially pause an opportunity to getting the J&J vaccine?
You know, this is one where I wish I had a Solomon-like, device on my desk that could tell me what to do. You know, if there were cases occurring out there in the community that continued after you knew about them but hadn't put all the information together, people would absolutely accuse you of hiding this information and not making it available in a way that, you know, people could say you really took a look at it, you really tried to understand it, and this is what you found. That would cause, I think, a credibility issue with the vaccines in general. And we know that the two messenger RNA vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer, have not had any of these health risks associated with it at all. It's just been the ones using what we call adenovirus vectors. This is the AstraZeneca one, which has very similar challenges, as does now the Johnson & Johnson one. On the other hand, you're right. By putting a pause in, you surely do not get vaccine to many communities where a single dose is really important in getting any doses at all into people. At the same time, also, it's going to send people a message that this is somehow an inferior vaccine, shouldn't use it, and that pause really causes people to have more vaccine hesitancy. I don't know where you come down on this, other than the fact that I've always believed, tell the truth, just get it out there, get the information out there. This pause now allows us to make sure every physician in the country knows that if somebody comes in with a headache 8 days after having been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the first thing you need to think about is, in fact, this potential blood clot that can easily be treated, readily treated, if you know what it is. And now they do know because there's been such attention drawn to it. And you know, the patient's outcome will, in most cases, be quite remarkable. So I don't know what the answer is. I just would always vote for transparency.
Dr. Michael Ostrom is with us, one of the busiest individuals I know on the planet. Among his responsibilities at the UE, he's the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. Okay, seemingly we talk about this each week. You've alluded to it here. In an ideal world, we would get to that herd immunity about 80%. And we'd all have a better chance to get to our new normal. We know in so many demographics, Mike, there's a lot of hesitancy on the vaccine already. How big of a concern now is because of J&J, because of the headlines, as opposed to more of the nuance and specifics you've just provided, that this idea of getting to 70, 80% now seems to be even more difficult when the coverage you've had on J&J?
You're absolutely right. I mean, we can't dismiss this, the importance of what this may do to influence people. I can just say, please understand what's happening in Minnesota right now. We are seeing a very rapidly escalating number of cases. We are seeing cases every day being admitted to intensive care units around this state. You and I have talked about this for weeks, about B117, this variant from the United Kingdom that is much more infectious, more likely to cause serious disease, is now taking over. And it's a different ball game than it was even 4 or 6 months ago. And we're going to continue to see major transmission in our state. We're going to continue to see many people who become infected who are not vaccinated. Right now, we're seeing a number of people admitted to intensive care units around the state who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. And so I just can't more strongly ask, urge, beg people to get vaccinated. Even if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your loved ones. And, you know, as I've said to you before, no one wants to be the person to die 3 days before they were scheduled to get their COVID vaccine. And right now we are seeing this big increase here. Michigan is surely leading the way. I think before long you're going to see much of the country experiencing this. Despite the level of vaccination we have, this virus is that infectious, and it will find you. And so please, please consider getting vaccinated as soon as possible.
Do you think, related directly to the B.1.1.7 variant, we are close to its peak? And if we're not, how far away are we?
Well, we're not at its peak yet at all. You know, we could be a few weeks away at least, maybe even a little bit more. Michigan may be hitting their peak. We'll know probably more in the next 5 to 7 days. But what we're going to see is areas all around the country right now beginning to – we're seeing – big case increases in other locations. So this is not done at all. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens here. You know, we're doing everything we can to get vaccine out. I give great credit to the Minnesota Department of Health, the local health departments, our healthcare organizations around the state, community-based activities are all trying to get vaccine out. The more we get out, the better chance we have of not having you be a case and also just reducing the risk in the community. So, I understand the concerns about vaccine. As I pointed out, right now, the two vaccines that are available have demonstrated in the millions and millions of doses delivered their safety. And we know that they surely can prevent serious illness and dying. So I can't say it any more clearly. Please get vaccinated.
Two last points, and I'll let you go. The head of Pfizer yesterday said he now believes that those of us, and I'm in that category, who ended up with a Pfizer vaccine, I have one, second one next week, that most likely in about a year, I'm going to need a boost. Is that as expected? How is that going to play out too? Do you see the same thing with Moderna, pending J&J?
Yeah.
How is it going to be where we get lined up with the same vaccine? Will we need to get lined up with the same vaccine boost?
Well, you're asking a very, very good question that, frankly, my colleagues and I are all asking. I don't know where Albert got this information. We just had a study published this past week showing that 6 months out from the first dose, these vaccines were doing incredibly well in terms of protection. So I have surely been in a number of meetings in the last 24 hours where we're all saying, where did Albert get this information? Have you seen any information to support this? And none of us have. So I don't know if he misspoke, if in fact there are data which support that this is the situation. You know, it wouldn't surprise me that if we might need a booster dose, but we might also need one that's not called a booster, but in fact it's a different vaccine. And what I mean by that, think of the difference between in childhood immunizations where you get, you know, your one particular vaccine, and then you come back 3 months later and get the same vaccine to boost your immune response versus what you do with influenza every year, where it's a different vaccine from year to year because it slightly has been altered so that it can now account for the different strain of influenza floating around. Both Pfizer and Moderna have been working on newer vaccines that would actually counter the mutation that we were concerned about that lessens the protection from the vaccine. Maybe he's referring to that there'll be that vaccine out. But at this point, I can't tell you. I'm really concerned about if we need boosters in any real frequency because we're already having a major challenge getting vaccine manufactured for the world. We just don't have the capacity to do it. And if we suddenly now have to double back and give everyone one shot for people who've already had two shots, that's just going to cut into the worldwide production capacity even more.
I'll let you go on that one, Mike. I could keep you for two more hours, but I know you got plenty
well,
going
thank
on.
You, sir. I appreciate it. Cake, now chocolate cake, and maybe we should just have an intervention with him about
yeah.
the peanut butter cups.
Oh.
Okay.
There's a lot of issues
See
we
you
need
later.
To intervene with Adam. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.